Jan, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. Yes, I'm here.
So that's one of life's mysteries that perhaps you can solve for me, Jan, is what on earth does the weather have to do with digital and why do we struggle in bad weather? I would have thought it's got nothing whatsoever to do with it.
Yeah, it all depends on how the internet, you know, gets to wherever you are. So I don't know what kind of connection you guys, are on. I'm on fiber, so, there shouldn't be anything happening on my end, but you never know. There could be a conduit that's flooded, that's causing problems, you know, with perhaps electricity supply. But, definitely the weather can interfere with, wireless signals and a lot of cellular. So if you are on a kind of mobile LTE or 5G connection or something, you know, some of the towers might still use microwave. Honestly, if they're on LTE or 5G, they shouldn't be. But yeah, cellular technology is unfortunately
affected. Okay, good to know. So there could be a reason for it. Before we get on to the news of the day, because I truly do want you to take us through some of the top stories on mybroadband.co.za, I do want you also to maybe just chat about Black Friday, and I want you to bear out whether my impression that it was a damn squib and a non-event was in fact correct or not. Just a question from a listener for you, Jan, saying, yes. Hi, Simon, please ask Jan from Mulan about the new school subjects being rolled out. I saw that coding is a subject. Does this mean that students can finally study coding? That is from Hachamore, and do you know anything about curricula at all, Jan?
No, I don't know about the new curriculum, but I do know that a computer science and coding has been available in the public school curriculum for some time. So I don't know what changes they're going to be rolling out with this new coding subject. I'll go take a look at it. But back in my day, which was donks ago, I might add, we learned Turbo Pascal. Which was a fantastic foundation in programming. From there, I learned C, C++, Java. I'm now messing around in more modern languages. You know, from there, you kind of have the foundation to teach yourself. And so I was able to teach myself Ruby, Python, all this stuff to do with web, which is, you know, just the markup stuff, not the programming stuff, JavaScript eventually, and now I'm messing around in Rust. So there has been stuff in the school curriculum for coding, but it'll be interesting to see if perhaps they're looking at modernizing it and making it more widely accessible, because the thing is, I was quite fortunate to be attending a school with the resources to offer such a subject.
Sure.
That's the big problem in the country. It's not that we don't have a curriculum, but that certainly it's not widely available because of a lack of resources and now a lack of teachers, right?
Sure.
I mean, with the brain drain we're facing all around the country, finding somebody to teach computer studies or computer science or coding in a school environment is going to be challenging.
Jan, let's get you back to the headlines on mybroadband.co.za. Always interesting, appealing stories to read there. Something that jumped out at me was the strange Black Friday 2020 sales trends revealed, only because I thought it kind of was a non-event this year. Am I way off the line, or is there something to what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you are a little off, and I'll explain why I say a little, because we've now received feedback from PayU and PayFast, and they say this year has been their biggest year by sales volumes.
Oh, wow.
Ever,
okay.
Right? So,
right.
But that's online. Apparently, in physical retail, it wasn't nearly as rosy. Physical retailers didn't have much of a Black Friday this year. And what else is interesting from the PayU South Africa CEO, Karen Nadasen, she explained that like previous years, they would see an immediate spike at midnight on Black Friday, where there would be an immediate spike in traffic across their service as people were making payments to get in on the early deals before the stock is gone, right? This year, that's not what happened. From about 8 a.m. is when they saw an uptick. It was a slow start. But, you know, then it did, you know, kick off in full force, and there were a lot of sales volumes through these platforms. But apparently, yeah, the deals, it didn't sound like the deals this year.
That's exactly right.
As good. Yeah. And you didn't see these midnight deals where retailers were.
Yes, the 70%ers. No, they didn't exist this year so much.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Tell us what else is trending on your site. What are people reading? What's of interest to them?
Yeah, so probably the big story of the day is the ABSA data leak or breach, depending on your perspective, how you want to look at it. It does look like it's quite it's quite a contained and type of leak. It's not a huge breach. What happened was from what ABSA has told us from what they've publicly disclosed is an insider had provided customer information to third parties that they were not allowed to. And in fact, ABSA goes so far as to call it unlawful. And so ABSA said it obtained high court orders for all the locations that it knew this data had been distributed to. They executed search and seizure warrants on all of those places and destroyed the data they found. So hopefully that's contained whatever leak there might have been. And so, yeah, it's been a rough year, for these kinds of leaks as well. And we'll see what comes of this, because our experience with the Experian leak, is that unfortunately it's all dependent on how quickly they were able to, find this and how effective the search and seizure ended up being, because in the Experian case, they thought that they'd got everything and that they'd nipped it in the bud. And then a couple of weeks later, it was discovered that no, the data that had been leaked is now on the public internet. And so
I wanted to ask you about that. I seem to remember from one of the courses that I've been on, there's some site that you can go into and see if your addresses or your email address has been hacked. Am I making any sense whatsoever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there a site like that?
To make it easy for people to search this, you should be able to just search HIBP. Have I been pwned? Because it's written in hacker speak. So haveibeenpwned.com. So pwned is not spelled P-O-W, it's spelled P-W-N-E-D. That's the only misspelling. And you're able to search for your email address there to see in whether your email address, has come up in any leaks. And then it'll tell you whether your password and any other information has been compromised in those leaks. It's a fantastic service. The only thing there is that we have had leaks in South Africa where people's ID numbers and other sensitive information leaked, but not necessarily their email addresses.
Sure, so you wouldn't know that. Yeah.
You won't be notified of every leak. Yeah. I had a conversation with Troy Hunt, the Australian guy who runs the site, to find out if maybe we couldn't find a different way to alert people. And he said he just wasn't comfortable using anything other than email addresses, like trying to trigger on ID numbers, for example, without making them public. You would hash them or do something clever, so that the ID numbers aren't exposed. But he says he's just not willing to put that kind of data in a publicly facing database ever.
So Jan, I reckon we're going to leave it there this afternoon, but please just repeat the name of that website because that is important information.
Yes. So it is Have I Been Pwned? Pwned spelled pwned.com. And they've got partnerships with Firefox as well. So if you sign up for a Firefox account, if you happen to use the Firefox browser, and you sign up for a Firefox account, then they'll be able to take you through the steps of setting up alerts for Have I Been Pwned as well. But yeah, if you want to just deal directly with the service, you can go to haveibeenpwned.com or search HIB for Bravo, P for Papa, and Have I Been Pwned should come up. It's actually fairly well known.
As always, thank you so much, and we'll chat same time next week.
Absolutely. Catch you next week. Have a great evening.